We're looking at what we've got in our bag, what skills we have, what resources we have to cope with new starts, challenges, everyday life, things that just happen that we've got no clue about. But I don't know about you, when I read this passage, I've always known that the worst thing to do to someone who's feeling anxious or worried is to say, don't do that. Don't do it. It's all right. It'll be fine. Just don't think about it. It'll all go away. Because it doesn't. Normally it makes it worse, doesn't it? You guys start going, oh, he's told me not to think about it, so I'm going to think about it. Now that's going around in your head. And then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and worse and worse. And it's hard. And young people, children, you may think that it's only you that happens to, but I guarantee you, all the adults in this room, this happens to more, if not, they probably just hide it better. So if I know that saying, don't be anxious, or don't be worried, or don't be afraid, doesn't work, God must know it too, right? Clear? I think if I believe in a God that created the earth and all things and knows me from my innermost being and died for my sins and made all things better, then God's got to know it. So why in this passage does it say, don't be anxious? Don't be afraid. And I have to say, it took me a little while to think it through. So I think when I read this passage, I forget, like so much of anything, I forget all the stuff around it. I forget all the stuff that happened just before. In our memory verse, some versions, and the version I used, starts with, So what? Sometimes it might say, therefore. And I'll give you a little clue. If anything ever says that, there's something that's happened before it. So I don't know. University's really taught me something. But if it ever says so or therefore, something's happened before. So what happened before? It's not just a verse to make us feel nice. Sometimes we like to have little snippets of things and we strip them of some of their power because it fits nicely together. And we did that with the memory verse, didn't we? Hopefully, you will remember that verse forever. Some of you already remember that verse. I had hear someone saying the verse in a different translation as well because they'd known it from before. So that, it's already there, it's already ingrained, it's already something in your backpack that you can pull out when things get hard. But what other things happen before? So I think what God's telling us is, do not worry, not because you shouldn't worry, not because I'm telling you, don't worry, it'll be fine, but because there's so many things that we've been given in our backpack. When we do our prayers later, we're going to think about the different things that are in our locker room, in our backpack, our different resources that we have. But we have our experiences. We have how we interpret the world and how we navigate this thing that we call life. We have generational knowledge. We have people in our community who've lived through things more than us, who may be going just ahead of us. As a teenager, I loved having a brother who was 7 years older because he could tell me just what was coming. Often he would tell me horrific things, but I knew they were coming. Sometimes he would show me them by beating me up, but it's fine. We have those knowledges. We have books, other people's knowledge that they've written down. We have community. And we have our spiritual resources, things that help us cope when we find things hard, and stuff that comes out of us from deep inside of us that we don't know where it's come from and who's making it happen. In the Isaiah passage, it doesn't say what you have to do to stop worrying. It doesn't say stop worrying. It says, do not fear, for I am with you. You have help. It says, do not be afraid, because I am God. I am bigger than any problem you have, and I am with you. And it says, I will uphold you. I will look after you, care for you, keep you going, keep you upright with my victorious hand, a hand that has a proven track record when it comes to this. So all those things you have, all those resources you have for this year, if you're starting something new, for just going into work, if you're going to work this week and you just don't want to go to work, if you're not going to work and you're looking for work and you know that it's hard, if you've got a new person starting and you don't know who they're going to be in the environment you are, and you want to be friends with them but you want to be good and you don't know who they are and you don't know what they're going to be like and it's giving you anxiety or worry, all those things, God says, I am with you, and you have the resources you need from your experiences, from the community you have, from the generations of people who go before you and who are here with you. We have some amazing wisdom in this church and in this community around us. You have the things you have learned, the ways you have learned to cope when they're good ways. And just as if when all those things run out on your in your backpack and you think, I've got nothing else, you have God saying, I am with you and I've done this before. And you've done it before. So as we go into our prayer time, I want you to think about the resources you have, the things you have overcome already, and how they, with God's help, will get you through any challenge that is coming, even when it seems insurmountable. Thank you.